cliffcentral.com. If you find it this way, you're never gonna be
Matthew Mole with Run. You like that, Mubs?
Yeah.
Good. It's Matthew Mole and Touch Central FM is what it's called. We will take your calls on 0861-555-189. Tell us what you're up to. I'm going to get to AJ Fenter in a moment. You know, whenever the Springboks lose, people get, they go off their rockers. They lose all sense of humor. Then the country's a disaster.
Yep.
They want to emigrate. They just, everybody loses their heads. Oof. When the Springboks lose.
The thing is now is that there's so much that is kind of wrong that no one knows where to turn. So there's just lots of anger.
All right. Before we get to AJ Fenter, though, I just want to quickly read you something that I saw earlier. This is a statement by Tulas Ngesi, who said something really interesting. He said...
Wait a minute. Just remind us again. Tulas Ngesi, is he still Minister of Public Works?
Yeah. Tulas Ngesi is the one who shouts at us whenever he has a press conference. He makes Gwede Mantashe look coherent and sensible and
okay.
Calm.
Public Works Minister.
Right. So he says the following, and this is a statement as the SACP, which he's a member of. Right?
Okay.
We are at a crossroads. We will either fundamentally restructure the organization, elect new leaders, emerge with new policies, abandon ETOLs, end slates and factions, and deal with corruption and tenders, or we will risk losing our leadership role in the 2019 general election. History will judge us as a group that displayed an atrophy of vision and despoiled the gains of liberation due to crass materialism and self-aggrandizement. As he said. Now, that's a hell of a statement.
I know, but Gareth, we could say all that we want until we're blue in the face. Where is the action?
Well, he's saying the right things. It starts with saying the right things.
Yes,
the action
okay.
comes after that.
Yeah.
But I mean, and this is a big statement from a guy who's been firmly in the president's camp. Remember, this poor guy was trundled out as part of the security cluster to explain Nkandla. And he had that embarrassing press conference where he was sweating like a pig because he had to make a fire pool seem like it was a justifiable expense. And you remember, poor Tulas. Poor Tulas. Let's pay attention, though, because these are the things that are starting to be said now that are going to make a change. And believe me, if someone is as important and as integral to the administration as Tulas Ngesi, who's been an ally of the president for so long, starts saying things like we have to abandon ETOLs, end slates and factions, deal with corruption and tenders, or we lose our leadership role in the 2019 election... He can see the writing on the wall, to refer back to Tokyo Sekhwale last week. So, who is left in the party that doesn't see the writing on the wall, or who doesn't care? All right, Ben mentioned that rugby, and we know this, rugby doesn't need to explain itself. It becomes part of the psychology of South Africa in a lot of ways, and people get very upset when the Springboks lose. And this weekend... Ben also explained in the sport just a little bit earlier the difference between watching the New Zealand game and watching our game against Australia.
Yeah, that game on Saturday was about as well enjoyable as walking on your parents.
Oh, sure, that is quite the comparison there, Ben.
Yes.
Oh.
Horrible.
That's just me sugarcoating it.
So, in other words, we've got to get to the bottom of this, and there's so many things wrong, according to Ben, with the South African national rugby team at the moment that we actually need to take a step back and maybe reevaluate ourselves. On the line is AJ Fenter. Good morning, Mr. Fenter. How are you?
Morning, guys. All well, yeah. I just want to say that I'd rather for the next time talk about financials and those kind of things than pitch rugby on the front like this.
How are you, bro? You good?
Yeah, not bad, guys. Yeah. Thanks for phoning.
How's that nice life you've got going on the coast there? Is that working out well for you?
Listen, I have to tell you, you owe me a tequila. Last time I saw you, I bought you a tequila. You owe me one back.
I do.
That's the first thing. And I was lucky down here on the coast. I had a lovely run this morning.
Yeah. You see any hot girls on the beach?
Well, I've got a girlfriend these days, so none of that anymore.
What a pity. What a pity. You know, there's something about you rugby players really get to pick and choose. I'll bet you she's a stunner. Have I met her?
She is. She's a stunner. She's beautiful, actually.
Please. Goes without saying. All right, man. Well, enough about your personal life.
Yeah,
Ben wants to talk rugby with you.
Yeah, AJ, sorry. Yeah. I mean, I asked you last week, and I'm with you. Maybe we shouldn't talk about it. But do you reckon, like, this is the game that kind of proves that this team really is just... It's hard to say it doesn't have a plan, but just doesn't seem to have much of a plan, seeing as wet conditions of the weekend. It was the game to play the 10-man game. Intelligent kicking, consolidating the forwards, but it was just so, so ponderous.
I think for me, it's looking from the outside, one doesn't... Well, you don't want to go into the detail. You want to look from a little bit further, zoom out a little bit. Now, I really think we've got, at this moment, a lack of leadership, both, and I'm putting it way out there today, both in the coaching staff as well as the senior players in the team. You look at, I mean, a few years ago, 94, 97, it was 2007, all the good years. I'm telling you, there weren't better players in those teams than in this team now. There's a lot of brilliant players in this team. I just don't think we've got a proper leadership, someone that can really take the team somewhere. For me, it's as small as that. Just the leadership in both on the coaching staff as well as the senior players. Yeah, I mean, you can't tell me that the players here, our players are getting worse. It's impossible. It can't be. For me, that is the small problem that we've got to address.
I totally agree with you because, as you say, these players, pound for pound, there's nothing completely wrong with this team whatsoever. When that team gets announced on the Thursday, people don't go, oh, this is ridiculous. It's like, well, that's okay. These guys have got potential. But, like, you know, so... Now that Willem Elvis is brought back in, is this Alistair Kostea's move towards bringing more of the established guys back in order to kind of solve the leadership problem, perhaps?
Well, I'm not sure whether that's going to help, the leadership problem. But, I mean, and another small thing for me, within rugby, you've always got, for those guys that don't follow rugby, you've got two locks, you've got three loose fours, you've got three back, the two wings and the fullback. Those are small pockets within a rugby team, and it's so important that those guys also gel. I'm a big Hoghart fan, but on Saturday, I wasn't sure whether the back three guys were fitting together. I'm not sure still now whether the loose forward trio fits together, Mahoche and the boys. So small little things for me. I don't think there's big problems here, but the problems are big to solve.
Yeah, exactly. So is there any merit in making some changes going into this weekend, knowing that we're essentially going to lose? Or do we just sort of tough it out for the leg and then come home and then reconsolidate?
I'm a staunch Springbok in South Africa, and I can't go into a game thinking that we're going to lose. So until we lose Saturday, I'm going to back the boys again. And that's probably just a bit silly for me, but that's what I do. So I'm hoping they're going to do well on Saturday. I'm hoping something will click before Saturday. It is going to be tough. The All Blacks are absolutely on fire.
AJ, this is from Jacobi Janse van Vieren de Klerk. I kid you not, that's their actual name. All right. And just now I'll read you a message from Nozipo, whose message is almost entirely in Vanak. But here, let's start with Jacobi Janse van Vieren de Klerk, who says, give your honest opinion on quotas. Don't bullshit us with a censored TV answer. What do you think, AJ?
Well, I'll tell you straight that it is something that we have to deal with in this country. We're not going to get past it. So I can spin everything I want here. But it is something that we've got to deal with. What is the correct way to deal with it? That, for me, is the real essence here. I don't have that answer, but it's something that won't go away. And as white and black South Africans, you can't expect it to go away. We are an integrated country, and it's got to work. There's got to be a sensible solution to this.
Right. Well, making rugby for everybody, right? It's a good idea for everyone, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I think that's a satisfactory answer, Jacobi Janse van Vieren de Klerk.
Well, that's almost the same as mine, Albertus Johannes Venter, when you
that's
ring
true.
It up.
It's complicated. And then Nozipo says, Esh Mara Ben, Kante, why can't you just have this rugby chat on your own? Wa borra tle. All right, so on that note, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you, AJ.
Thanks, guys. Have a good
nice
time.
Nice to talk to you. There we go. You see, don't say we don't pay attention to our audience. Thank you, AJ. Huh? How's that, Mubs? We're being told what to do on a moment-by-moment
well,
basis.
You know, this isn't our show, Gareth. It's their show.
That's
so
right.
Who are we?
But I'm so glad you said what the leadership thing. We've been saying this for so long now. Yeah. The players are still fine, but who's leading them? No one.
Well, from AJ Fenter to Michael Flax, Flax interviewed some webcam girls.
What are webcam girls?
Webcam girls are girls who they will sit on their side in their house or their apartment or whatever, and they'll have a cam on them,
mm-hmm.
and they will strip for you, and they'll play with themselves and all that kind of thing, and you will do the same on your side, except you're paying them. Is that right? That's about right.
Yeah, that's what I could take out from the conversation I had with them.
Anyway, these girls, they're not hookers, but they pretty much are doing a show for you, and then you pay for it. So it's like not going to the strip club, getting in your own house.
It's like a digital strip show or strip club.
Right, exactly.
Because everything is becoming digital now.
And there are a lot of guys who don't want to just watch porn. They want to have a live person there doing the stuff for them. So Flax interviewed some webcam girls. That's coming up in a moment or two. Don't forget, remind me to tell you about the email I got from Woody. And we've got to talk about this homophobic pastor who's coming to South Africa
Is he definitely coming?
Well, who knows? People are hot under the collar about him.
I heard Eusebius Makaiza wants to fight him at the airport in a match to the death.
I would love to see that. I'd love to see Eusebius Makaiza fight anybody.
But, I mean, are these people just as hot under the collar about pastors in this country who spew the same bile?
But now you're making them feel like hypocrites, Mubs. How dare you bring that up?
Excuse.
Because there are plenty of pastors in this country who are saying the same thing.
Oh, for sure.
Much easier to just go after the one from America who's trying to get a visa. And by the way, Americans coming to South Africa don't need a visa. I saw Eusebius saying that someone forwarded me a screenshot of that because I don't follow him. But someone said he was complaining that they should deny him a visa. Well, you don't need a visa to come to South Africa from anywhere. Even you could come here from Afghanistan and I think you need a visa. So that's completely unnecessary. But we'll find out what the new controversy is with regard to this pastor. All of that and more on the way. Touchcentral.fm.
Friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know
Alright. You know what this is? This is called Heathens. That describes Mabale very well.
Hey.
You're a heathen. You're absolutely a heathen. And I'm not talking about religious beliefs. I'm just saying you behave like a heathen.
What does a heathen behave like?
Oh, well, you know, you've got that witch's coven and you guys dance around a circle late at night. Have your titties out and everything else, you know?
Stuff. We keep the titties covered these days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look.
Aren't you looking for a marriage proposal from the Swazi king?
Oh, no. I can't deal with, multiple partners. I can't do that.
Does that feel misogynistic to you? Just a little?
Everybody. Sounds like a lot of work.
Almost knocked the button right off the desk here. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got all excited thinking about you dancing for the Swazi king.
Okay, right. Let's rather focus on webcam girls. More exciting.
We'll get to webcam girls in a second. There's Chris on the line. He's from, where are you calling us from?
Indonesia.
Oh, wow. What are you doing there? Are you on holiday or are you working there?
No, I'm working here.
Oh, cool.
I work at a 3D animation studio.
That's cool. Whereabouts in Indonesia?
Very, very top. I'm on a small island. It's called Batam. It's a 40-minute ferry ride from Singapore.
And there's work for you in that sort of digital animation line? In Indonesia?
So
what's the story? No, go ahead.
No, the company's based in Singapore. Mm-hmm. And obviously they have a studio here in Indonesia because labor is slightly cheaper. So, you know, it works for their advantage.
So how did you find yourself?
Shipbuilding and oil and that kind of industrial stuff.
How did you find yourself there?
Through a whole bunch of connections in South Africa, South African animation studio outsourcing to the studio here. Mm-hmm. Basically, people you know.
What kind of animation do you do? Is it stuff we would have seen?
I've done some stuff in South Africa. There was the movies Adventures of Zambezia and Kumba.
Okay.
A lot of the stuff I'm doing here is television series for Nickelodeon and for Disney and those guys.
All right. Not bad, yeah. Man. It sounds pretty professional and upstream. What would you call it?
Upstream.
You're in the top of your game. Let's put it that way.
I'd like to think that.
I can't speak this morning. All right.
All right. So, what do you do? A public holiday here today.
What do you do for fun in a place like that?
Well, that's the kicker. There's not actually much to do on the island. It would be perfect for Ben because I live on a golf resort. The company puts me up in a golf resort, nice. So he would just be in his element. I literally drive a golf cart every day from home to the office because it's on the other side of a golf course.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, you could squeeze in a round of golf before work. It's not a bad life. Yeah, there's not a big expat community here, so there's not a large group of. Basically, there's not much going on, so you've got to trek over to Singapore if you need anything. And obviously, being a Muslim country, you don't get bacon here, so you've got to go and get that from Singapore too.
Wow.
But it's an amazing place to play golf. Only difference is from anywhere else, you go through about 5 gloves every single round because of the humidity.
Yes.
That gets a bit
much. I can imagine.
Yeah,
it gets a bit.
Yeah, but you don't play any of that, right?
No, I don't.
What a waste.
Pretty much no interest in golf.
All right, man. All right, Chris. Well, you have a good time, and thank you for calling us.
Awesome. No problem.
Dude. There we go.
Have a good day.
From Indonesia. And you can get hold of us on Skype. Just Touch Central, one word. TOUCHCENTRAL. And you can add us on Skype and talk to us just like Chris did a moment ago. All right. Flax got to grips, if you'll pardon the pun, with a couple of webcam girls on Friday. Mm. They came in here for an interview on the sex show. And Flax decided to talk to them, but he started off calling them something else, call girls. And they got, for some reason, these girls got all upset. Like they say they're better than, you know, call girls. Because they're webcam girls.
Okay.
There's a pecking order, clearly, that we are not aware of.
So I'm in the silent booth over here, what we call Flax's booth, with 3 call girls. How are you doing today?
I'm no call girl. Oh. I am a webcam model.
Are you a cam girl?
Yes, I am.
I thought they said call girl. Anyway, so what sort of camera do you use for your... Is it a show?
It's a full HD camera with our sound and our lights are perfect for you to see our perfect titties.
Hmm. So far, so good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What did they look like, Flax? Describe these girls to us and be honest. Don't be gentle. Would you pay money to see them naked?
No, I'd reverse charge that.
You're saying they would benefit more from seeing you naked than...
I don't know, they weren't my type. Let's put it that way.
Okay, well, let's hear some more.
If, for say, you were a squirter, would it need to be a waterproof camera?
Oh, hell yes, my camera is...
Wow, you go straight to squirting and waterproof cameras, huh?
You got to dive into the
good stuff.
Good stuff.
Oh, hell yes. My camera is waterproof, but virus. Huh? Very, very.
Yeah.
And how close does this camera get to, like, your private parts?
Oh, my babe, how close do you want me to get? That's what it's all about. Camming is what you want.
And that sounds sexy. I would not get turned on by this.
Well, you would if the woman on the other side of the camera was your type.
If she said to me, please, if some girl said this to me, are you kidding?
How close do you want me to get? That's what it's all about. Camming is what you want.
If you want to see it up close, you see it up close, my darling.
When you see it up close, you see it up close, my darling. Sounds half drunk. Huh?
Have you ever fully submerged this camera in your vagina?
Not yet, but I'm keen for it.
And the person on the other end, have you ever had like an old, like 80-year-old trying to get an erection to you?
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course you do. Yeah, you do.
You do get them.
Okay, well, there's some honesty, finally. How depressing.
What's depressing?
An 80-year-old trying to get hard, and he's paying good money to see a webcam girl.
80-year-olds want erections too.
Ugh, it's just horrible. Isn't it horrible? I don't want to be an old man. I never want to be an old man. I never want to get to that stage where I'm so sad. You know?
Listen.
You know how much some people spend on these webcam girls? I mean, there are 3 of them here. These are the 3 that pitched up for the show. You just know there are hundreds more.
It's such a huge industry.
And
like,
someone's paying them.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. All right, there's more.
You ever had, like, someone like coming on their camera and now you can no longer see them?
Oh, baby, I've got people that came on the camera and then they want me to lick my camera, so they think I'm licking their camera.
Oh my God.
What's like the weirdest request you've ever got?
Oh God.
Okay, I don't know if we want to go here. Flex, this is pretty hardcore. Yeah, what the hell? We're all adults, right?
Oh God. My weirdest request was like, okay, me and my partner had to urinate in my face.
Oh. Now, I thought what would be the point of having a webcam girl with her partner if you're the guy? Don't you want to imagine, isn't the whole point of this that you imagine yourself with the webcam girl?
But isn't it more about just getting people to do things that you want to see?
Mm. Oh, I see. Mm. So now he has to pee on her.
Oh.
Isn't that just...
Because you can get porn anywhere on the internet, right? But you're going to command someone to do something. There's the power thing these people are after.
All right. Let's be open-minded.
And also, like... Oh, shit in a cup.
She shat in a cup. Isn't that gorgeous?
It reminds me of one, two girls, one cup.
Yeah. Flax, didn't you want to... You've never seen that, nope. My buddy. Don't pretend.
No. I'm just saying that it reminds me of that title.
Every time we tried to catch you out with that video, you would switch your laptop off. We tried. All right. So this is pretty hardcore stuff. And now you know why webcam girls exist. Because no one even in porn would do this kind of thing.
Never.
Yeah, you do. You get some of those.
Have you ever had to stick things up your bum with the camera?
Oh, yes. Yes, you do. That's for the anal people that loves anal. And by the way, I love my anal. That makes me squirt even more.
Oh, I'm so turned on right now. Is anyone else really, really horny right now?
Listen,
this is so good.
Listen, if these women were in their 20s and they were perky and busty and fresh and new, you would be turned on, okay? Yes, you
Not
would.
Not that.
Please. Yes, you would.
Come on. Did you hear
I agree with you. Don't fight it, girl.
Did you hear what she just said? Are you too insane? Are you high? What's up with you?
What sort of audience do you have? Do you have any like 18-year-old young fresh boys watching the cam?
You never know who's your clientele. Yeah. You see, I don't know if you have to register as a client if there's a certain age base. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it is.
But but our models, we have to be 21 and over, and there's no limit until the over.
Ooh. And do you have very good internet at home?
Oh yes, I've got one of the best internets.
Do you use it for anything else but webcamming, like playing games or downloading?
Downloading porn, yes.
Yeah, she's busy playing solitaire while the guy's watching her on the webcam. She's like, ugh, ace, king. she's so bored with this stuff. This is unbelievable that this is actually a profession.
I didn't...
Like you can make enough money to make a living.
Well, this is the thing, is I wonder how much money they do make.
Clearly it's enough. This is what they do.
But it's kind of cool because you'd have to leave your home.
Yeah, you could just sit at home all day.
Some seedy places at night.
You'd say to the guy, hey, I know you're busy in the middle of having a massive masturbation session here, but I need to make some tea. Can you hang on a second? She disappears for 5 minutes and makes tea, and the guy's like, oh. All right.
Yes. Shit, I'm guilty.
Do you know how many megabytes per second you have at home?
I'm not actually sure. I know how much I...
How dare you bog them down in technical questions? These are webcam girls, not IT specialists.
You got to see if they know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Do you know if it's fiber or are you still working with LAN?
No, I've got fiber.
Oh.
And is it wireless?
Oh, of course it's wireless. Oh. I can webcam from my phone where I'm sitting right now as well.
And your router, do you know what the range of that is?
No, I don't.
Flex. Because that's a really important question.
These girls don't give a shit, Flex. Your line of questioning was much better when you were asking about squirting and shitting in a cup.
I need to phone my IT for that.
You have an IT department?
I've got my own, yes.
Have you fucked him?
I don't know. Yes.
You have to answer that one now.
Yes, I have.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then he gives me discount and I get best service.
All right. Well, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the world of webcams. In case you haven't tried it before, I bet you really want to know. That was a paid for ad. You didn't even know it, right?
Oh. Snuck that in there.
Yeah. Of course. All right, it's 7:30. So that means it's time for us to get into the headlines. On the way, Mabali Moloi will tell us how we are making the news this morning and what you need to know about. Everything in one convenient, easy to digest, little sound bite of all the news on the way. Here's the Chainsmokers with Closer. Touch Central FM, cliffcentral.com. Good morning. Yes. The Chainsmokers with Closer. Beautiful. It is time to hear what is making the news, powered by Kolkakios. Every story starts somewhere, and Kolkakio is no different. Armed with a fiery passion for authentic Italian quality and innovation, Kolkakio Pizzeria began their journey in 1992, Mubs. Can you believe it?
Sure.
When they opened their flagship pizzeria. Today they have 32 branches across South Africa. They've even extended their menu to meet yours and your family's tastes. It's food that tells a story. Find the branch closest to you at kolkakio.co.za. That's kolkakio.co.za. What stories do we have in the news today, Mubs?
Well, the Office of the Public Protector is investigating a claim by a Johannesburg entrepreneur that the Gauteng Education Department stole a concept for an online school registration website. The entrepreneur in question is Melissa Lang. Mm-hmm. She served a summons on the department last month, and she claims that she first presented the idea to the department in October 2012. And then in April this year, MEC Panyaza Lusufi launched the online registration system, but it has been riddled with glitches, okay?
Oh, no.
Lang has now approached Tulima Donsela's office demanding that the department put a hold on the website until she's fairly compensated. Hmm. Big fight happening there. And then over in the Free State, Gareth, the University of the Free State's language policy heads to the High Court today.
What is their language policy?
Well, what happened in March last year, I think, the university decided to make English the main teaching language, right? They said that this is going to be implemented from 2017 onwards. Everything is going to be taught in English. Mm-hmm. AfriForum and Trade Union Solidarity are seeking to put a stop to this implementation because they are worried about all the Afrikaans learners.
And can we all just stop being so childish, please? You can speak whatever language you want, but don't... Don't imagine for a second that your language is an international one if it isn't. I mean, let's be fair. If you study in Afrikaans or isiZulu, in the world, that puts you at a disadvantage.
So then, in the interest of being fair, what are we saying? Are we saying that everything should be taught in one language, or should we accommodate all of our languages?
All in one language, and that language is Chinese.
Ah!
Yeah, get with it. Bunch of idiots.
Okay. So they want the university management to put its plans on hold as the matter is currently before the courts. And this morning they go back to the courts to, you know, to try and have this process overturned, if you will. And that is what's making news headlines at 7:30 this morning.
Marvelous. Gareth. Ben, what do you have for us in the sport headlines this morning? It's brought to you by Kolkakio Pizzeria, by the way. If you haven't been to their stores, go and check them out on kolkakio.co.za.
Gareth, in the sport, the Springboks are leaderless.
That's what AJ Fenter says.
No, that's maybe not the confirmation, but they are lacking leadership. They're lacking direction, and the weekend just showed it. They went down 23-17 to one of the most lackluster Australian teams I think I've ever seen. Those guys really are in the same boat as us. Unfortunately, at least they have a paddle. We don't have a paddle. New Zealand hammered Argentina 57-22, despite the fact that the RGs were bloody good for about 47 minutes,
right,
which is about as long as anyone could be good against the All Blacks. That's how good they are. Mm-hmm. In the Paralympics, the South Africans now sit on 3 gold, 2 silver, 1 bronze. That's 16th in the overall standings. A standings that is led by China, who have 17,000 golds, 73 million bronzes. They just got so many people in this thing. It's crazy.
Well, it's because they got more people in the world.
If they weren't good enough in the actual Olympics... Oh, they're killing it at the moment. So they're the team to beat at the top. Yep. In cricket news, it looks like Ion Morgan. There's like 17 vowels in this guy's name. I mean, come on.
What is he, from Ireland?
He is, yeah.
Okay.
So he's pulled out officially of the Bangladesh tour because of fears of safety. Alex Hales has done the same, but the rest of them are pretty gun-ho to go. Sorry, the rest of them are pretty keen to go and play there. There's been lots of security threats and issues. But the test series and one day series will go ahead. Novak Djokovic, well, he lost out to Stanislav Wawrinka. So Wawrinka is actually a bit of a legend, huh? He's won the Aussie Open, the French Open, now the US Open.
Oh.
Yeah, big deal. Angelique Kerber, she is the new world number one in the women's game. She celebrated that by winning the US Open.
Mm-hmm.
Pliskova was valiant, but she came just short.
Pliskova, I still haven't got used to that.
And in MotoGP, Gareth, wow. Danny Pedrosa put in one of the most sensational rides of the season. When you watch this thing yesterday, you think this guy's clearly the world champ, right? He's leading everything. No, it's one of his few times on the podium. He beats Valentino Rossi in San Marino. Okay, San Marino is obviously Italian. Mm-hmm. And thousands,
it's a separate country, but it's in Italy.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of people all dressed up like Valentino Rossi, all there. And another interesting thing about the MotoGP is that we all know F1 is basically, if you drive a Mercedes, you'll win, right?
Right.
There's been 13 rounds of MotoGP, 8 different winners. 8 out of 13 different winners. That is absolutely incredible. And Brad Binder is moving closer to a Moto3 title. Mm-hmm. He won in San Marino over the weekend, so he's looking really good for overall title. More sport today in the Bounce Show, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on cliffcentral.com.
Very good. And speaking of cliffcentral.com, there's also Auto Trader coming up. Well, the Auto Central show, it's powered by Auto Trader, and they are going to be full of interesting stuff today, as always. Hey, Tyron, don't you want to tell us quickly what's coming up today? Come over here to the microphone. Let me speak to him now. I mean, we got him right here. We may as well, right, Mubs?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Let's go straight to Tyron. Hey, Tyron, what's up, man?
How are you?
Yeah, good. What's happening on Auto Central?
Gareth, we're gonna dig into the world of Uber. There's been quite a bit of happenings, you know, in the streets. People have been attacked and mugged.
That's quite controversial.
Well, I think so. I just want to try and unpack that a little bit. And really what we want to do is just let people know how to make sure that you're always safe when you're catching an Uber, and what you can do to make sure that you don't land up in a dark house somewhere.
Yeah, and obviously there are a lot of people who just don't like Uber because it's upsetting the marketplace. And, you know, old traditional taxi cab companies are feeling very threatened.
Well, I think so. So maybe there's, you know, guys are doing stuff to sabotage Uber. Yeah. And I think the people want Uber, so let's help them make it safe.
I love Uber.
Me too. I'm
a fan.
Yeah. I heard that over the weekend, some clubs and bars have started now checking your Uber for you. So when your Uber comes there, they'll ask the guy to open his boot. Huh. And then they'll also make sure he has like the Uber app and stuff, which is quite nice.
All right.
Yeah. So they
see if you're drunk, you're not going to check.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why maybe somebody can check for you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, we'll keep an eye. Thanks, man.
Cool, guys.
Very
good.
That's Tyron. And don't miss Auto Central coming up at 9 on cliffcentral.com. At 9 o'clock on touchcentral.fm. Ari and Kat are in for their first early show. They used to be on at 11 for the last week and a bit. And they're starting today from their new time slot at 9.
Have they decided on the official show name yet?
What's happening there, Flex?
They have Anati on their show today.
Nice.
How awesome is that?
Guest. Yeah, Anati the rapper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know he's Nolene Mahlwana Sanku's nephew.
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 Why do you say V?
I say it. It's what I say. It's what I've been taught to say. It's what we've said since I was a kid. What must I tell you? It's like Michael Flex says Potza. What do you want me to tell you? Hell. All right. Here are some messages. Let's just go to these before we get on with the rest of the show. And I see Rich Mulholland is on his way in, which is great. Mike says, I'm actually digging the extra music. Thank you, Mike. We're digging you too. Spare says, I'm so horny for Mabale's news after all those webcam girls.
You know, Spare.
Different kind of news.
You have to...
What do you want to say to him?
Actually have nothing to say.
You have no words.
I am speechless.
All right. J Dice says, Michael Flax is the best sex interviewer. How did he prepare those questions for those webcam girls? Makes me wonder what he watches and gets up to.
I don't watch anything weird.
Mm-hmm.
All my information I get from interviews.
Mm-hmm. Jared says, I like those webcam girls. Different strokes for different folks. Cizwe says, I would sell my house, my wife, and my kids and use the money to get a life subscription to Mabali's webcam channel. Yeah. Jeez, Mubs, there's a big demand. You've got to get into this.
I don't know how I feel about this.
How's that, huh? And then Olebocheng says, I want to phone in, but I'm scared of you, Gareth. Olebocheng, I promise you I don't bite. Call me. And Inati says, I think you need a visa from America to South Africa. Remember the story about Mo's death? Yeah, you may have a point.
Yeah, but it's because he said he had a world visa and there's no
which
such.
Is nonsense. Eusebius, this is from Graham. Eusebius is the biggest leftist in the world. Let's not forget about Maitlome Chwete. He got several pats on the back from Black Twitter for saying we cannot allow people these kinds of thoughts in our country. Who asked you to police thoughts for me? Yeah, that's a good point. And we'll get into that just after 8 o'clock. Nokwanda Makubalo says, first time streamer. I missed good radio. Finally. Well, let's welcome Nokwanda. Everybody, put your hands together and let's make a big noise for Nokwanda. She's just discovered the world of being online and being truly free. Wow, this deserves a fanfare. Hooray! It's time to check in with Rich Mulholland. Every Monday morning... Oh, do you want me to go to Skype first? Tabang. Rich, you don't mind?
No,
are you sure? You're not upset? Tabang is on the line. Hey, Tabang, what's up, bro?
Hi, how are you, Gary?
I'm good, dude. What's happening?
Fantastic. Now, I just wanted to comment about on Skype, I see no logo on there. Can you please put the logo on?
Yeah, Flex, what the hell's wrong with you? Put up the Touch Central logo, please. Don't we have a profile picture on Skype?
We don't yet.
Well, sort it out, man. What the hell?
Maybe Tabang can make us one and send it.
Why must he do the work?
Can I?
Well, if you like, yeah.
All right, definitely I'll send you one.
Is this technically outsourcing?
Yes.
All right, get on with
it, Tabang. I'll charge you for it even.
You try that. Let's see if I pay you. By the way, I've got a 120-day payment window. I hope you're okay with that.
120? Okay, we'll work on it.
Sorry, did I say 120? I meant a 380-day pay
I'll
window.
Take the first one.
All right, see if you can design us a nice logo for the Skype call-in. All right. Thank
okay,
you.
I'll all work right, buddy. On it.
Is that all you called about?
Yes.
Thanks for taking care of the details for me.
Thanks.
All right, brother. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. There's Tabang. With some useful advice for us on how we should restructure our Skype channel. All right, look, here he is, the Scot, Rich Mulholland.
Hi, Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy. Hutsman.
What is that? What did you say?
Hutsman.
What are does that mean? Are you swearing
at us? No, it's just like a, all right. Ahoy. Ahoy.
Is that like what William Wallace shouted at you guys when we were standing?
Hoots, Jimmy. Hoots.
Right, what's upsetting you this week?
Don't put
Let's
it
get
like
straight
that.
To Well, that's what we do here.
Do you know how depressing it is sitting on a Sunday night trying to think of shit that upsets me? Like I'm feeling really great, and then I have to go through all these things that irritate me. I'm like, but I want to be happy.
Mabale looked at you sitting outside just now, and she said, wow, he really does look terrible.
Yeah, I really feel terrible. I got back at midnight from flying a day flight from Bristol.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's that horrible all day. And even though you're awake all day, you're just sitting there. And I was actually lucky to make it in today because listening to Flax, I got such an erection that I nearly fell off my motorbike.
Oh, the webcam girls.
Yeah,
like
sure.
That?
Yeah. Well, it's actually more Flax's hot questions. I mean, that could be a thing. Well, hot questions with Flax.
It wasn't just you because Rusty says, oh, yeah, awkward sex talk in the car. Zip goes down.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, listen, he's only human.
Rusty.
I tell you what, but it was cool because I was just about to fall off my bike and then we went to the conversations around fiber and bandwidth and I was fine.
Yeah. Suddenly that killed it,
that
right?
That was smoking hot. Sure, right. I can't believe that I've just done this. I remember at the wedding on the weekend, my mom was telling people, oh, my son is on this show, Touch Central. You should tune in and listen. If this is your first show, I'm really sorry that I'm speaking about my penis.
This is
strictly not normal. We're usually very highbrow here.
Okay.
Anyway, sure. While I'm on the topic of the flight, quickly, one or two things I just want to mention. So how's this? The flight attendant brings me my food yesterday, and it's completely frozen in the middle. And I said to the guy, I'm so sorry, but my food is frozen. He says, just wait 5 minutes, it will defrost.
That's great service.
I wanted to follow.
Warm it with your hand.
Yeah, just rub it. I wanted to follow him back to his little Santon hotel, right? Find that bastard and then go to the chef and pay him. Say, listen, $1,000, just send them out something. I'll be the waiter. And I just wanted to send him a meal that was frozen. Because he actually looked at me like, oh, it's frozen. Okay. Yeah, 5 minutes, it will defrost.
Too bad for you.
Yeah, bastard. Yeah. Okay, and then the other thing I'm flying very quickly is screen pokers.
What?
Screen pokers.
I don't know what you're
saying. So the guys who want to change the screen, the TV thing behind you. So when you're flying an international flight, you got that touchscreen thing behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And you get, now what you have to do is you have to gently touch it to make your selection. But it's not pressure sensitive. It doesn't require you hitting it really, really hard.
Right.
I had a screen poker. Yeah. I had a guy that was trying to tap out Morse code the whole flight. So, ba ba ba, ba ba ba, ba ba ba. I hate you. whatever you were, 24 Charlie. I hate you. anyway.
Yeah, well, you see, the people just don't know how to behave on planes, because the reality is that most people are just not socialized properly. They're like, you know, when a dog that hasn't been around other dogs barks inappropriately, it shits itself, it runs around, it behaves very badly because it's not used to other dogs. And there's some dogs that are socialized properly. Like, they know how to behave around other dogs. They don't run. They don't go crazy. Humans are the same.
Yeah.
But also, people might not be sure of themselves. I mean, in a situation like that, maybe a guy was just nervous and he's like, well, how does this thing work? And yeah. He taps it lightly and then nothing happens and then he
smashes it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. No, look, I get it. And so you try and do that kind of, what you usually do is you do the glance back, as yeah, you're saying.
You look around.
Yeah, you look around as if, yeah, and then you do it. Anyway, but there's other things to moan about as well. I mean, like inconsiderate sports broadcasters.
Like Ben?
Yeah, like Ben.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, this is directly from Ty over here.
Yeah.
So don't shoot the messenger. But listen, it's the Paralympics, and there's a lot of codes, T7s, D5s, Q49s. Don't know what the fuck they mean, Ben.
Neither
don't
do
know
we.
What they mean.
The truth is, neither does Ben.
Okay.
Nobody. Well, exactly. Have you watched the Paralympics?
I've got 3 minutes here. Okay?
Yeah, if you had to do a full explanation.
I saw the most bizarre video ever, and it was very difficult for me not to be inappropriate about it. There was a dude in a karate outfit. He's got no legs. He's got no arms. And he's jumping around on the karate mat. You've never seen anything like it in your... Have you seen this? And he like...
What do you mean, no legs? I suppose are you joking?
I swear to you. Let me show you the thing.
No legs, I want to see no your reaction. Arms.
No legs, no arms.
It's
I want
like
you to
that
see
bridge
this.
In Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah, yeah.
Come here, you bastard.
The Knights
I'll
of Knee.
I'll bite you, yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to show you this, and let's see Rich Mulholland's reaction live. Here he is, all right? There we go. That's the guy. All right, take a look at that. Is it playing?
Oh, he's doing a kata.
Okay, so you can see what he
okay,
is.
Okay.
All right, what's going on there? What is
okay,
that?
No, it's another man. Okay.
Ben, take a look at this. Just describe what you see.
Gareth,
it's not playing. What's
I see a black man.
Oh, God, all right, hang on. No, it's got. Let me go back there. So Mubs will describe it.
Describe that, Mubs.
What do you mean he has no legs
he's got no,
or arms?
He's got, no,
he's got limbs. They're
very
just
short.
Very short.
Okay, so he's got very, very short. They almost
but he's
like,
basically seated on the floor.
Yes, yeah. He's kicking. Seated on the floor.
Yeah, right. I can't see him executing a throw, if that's what you're getting at.
Well, he can't, but he's got a black belt on, so the guy must be good, right?
Yeah, well, he's at the Paralympics. He must be good.
How would you... I mean, what QT, what kind of thing
is he? Yeah, it's a Z.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Z25.
See, but that's the problem with Paralympics, right? You watch this and you go, okay, the worst thing that comes into your mind is like... Okay, so what's their thing? And you feel so bad about saying it because, like, what's the disability?
Well,
what's wrong with that guy? He looks perfectly fine. Like, you have to get through these. And I'm actually chatting to a guy today who's going to put more lights on all of this. Okay. Jeff Wheels Yates is coming onto my show. Because it is difficult to watch this kind of stuff because you're not being disparaging, whatever. You're
is Jeff
curious.
Coming in?
Yeah.
So you're going to wheel him up the stairs?
Well, this building isn't great for that.
No,
so
you have to carry him.
Carry him, yeah.
Right, we don't have a wheelchair-friendly building.
But yeah, Rich, there has to be a guide for this while watching the Paralympics. I agree.
Is there an app? Is there a very simple way of doing that?
I'm sure there could be.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes it's just like visual impairments. Some of our sprinters are like that. Yeah, it's difficult.
Listen, that's hard enough. You imagine sprinting in a straight line when you can't see? That's tough as... I couldn't do that. But you blindfold me, I'll run all over the place. I'll smash into the other
it's
runners.
It's a recipe for hilarity, which is a deeply inappropriate
but
thing
just
to say.
Let's just say we are so conditioned socially nowadays to laugh at everything and make fun of everything, right?
Yeah.
We can't help it. I mean, I know I can't, but I'm trying. I'm a better person. But there needs to be a guide. But can you imagine commentating this stuff?
Yeah, it's got to be difficult.
That's got to be the hardest thing going.
There's a lot
you need
of,
to know every single classification.
You need to know that stuff, but you've also got to be politically correct about it because you're the commentator.
You've got to not be a douche.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the
which
first
which is where
thing,
we mostly gravitate
which
towards.
Which is, I was going to say, so like, basically, I'm not sure that we could all do that job. No, look, I mean, I think there's a whole discussion around that topic alone, and it's very, very tricky, and it is admirable what everyone's doing, but I think it's also okay to laugh at things if provided people are willing to laugh as well along with you.
Sure.
Like, I think that there's times, and I mean, I saw that thing about those two guys the other day, what is it? Particularly correct term for a dwarf midget. What's the right term?
I still don't know what
little
the correct
person?
A little person.
We're the best friends. and the one dude couldn't reach the top of the thing, and the other friend came and helped him. It was the most amazing video on Facebook where this tall guy and his small little person,
a wee person friend,
and it was phenomenal. And they were clearly having a laugh at themselves, and it was amazing. It was nice, like it was a feel good. There was one other thing I just want to talk about. It was actually the main thing, but I think we only got about a minute left. So
yeah, what else do you want to talk about?
Well, just do you not think with this guy, and I know you're going to talk about it just now, this minister guy who's come out to you, a bigoted minister.
Yes.
Do you not think we're all giving too much of a shit about this?
Mm.
Like, he's just a bigot who's going to come out and speak to his bigot friends, and if we didn't pay him so much attention, and I actually don't mean this about him, I mean this about things in general. People spend a lot of time making a lot of noise about a lot of things that have no effect on their life whatsoever. If this guy flew in, did his anti-gay, homophobic bullshit, because, I mean, guys, I'm not. There's not news here. Homophobes exist. If
you didn't, my ass is wild the fuck out.
There we go. If you didn't know, there are people who are homophobes. So I feel like, why are we all getting upset? It's like somebody just invented this.
And
I
mean, also, for goodness sake, let's be fair, too. If there's an audience going to him, shouldn't you be worried more about the audience in this country who want to go to his seminar than right. him?
Well, in fairness as well, and here's the other thing, and I don't want to get too specific here. The guy is a religious person, and he's quoting the Bible, what's it, Leviticus or whatever, that says being homosexual is an abomination.
Yeah.
Like, don't hate the player, hate the game. Now, granted, hate the guy, but fuck it. If you don't like him, ban the Bible. Like, if you don't like the idea of people doing things and being homophobic, ban that. Be upset about the book that is in every hotel room ever.
So hang on. Are you saying that we shouldn't be speaking out against bigotry when it comes straight for us? Because I thought that that's the direction we're all heading to, is if you're a bigot, we need to make sure that we put you in your place.
Actually, I think what happens is we give too much energy to bigots. I think that bigots don't affect you. Like, again, so somebody somewhere, there's absolutely guaranteed a whole bunch of people that can't stand me at all. And you know how many minutes of my day I spend giving a shit about them?
Zero.
Absolutely zero. Mm-hmm. And I think it makes me a lot happier. Take a guy like Gareth as well. Guaranteed. Like, God, take that guy, jeez. Guaranteed some people don't like him.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you had to wake up every day and spend energy on people that were disparaging, it would just be a shit day every day.
Mm.
And I think that there's people who get so angry about things that are never going to affect them. And Jesus, honestly, this is going back to Flex's space again here with all these sound effects.
Is this throwing you off?
We've got going. It's just embarrassing because I'm actually looking at Ben's face while he's making the noises.
Oh no, I'm used to this. I moved on. I'm just trying to find out. So apparently, I missed something in the sport earlier.
Yeah,
sorry, I'm past this.
So I don't know. And Babs, I think you're absolutely right. I think there's a point to which we can't ignore stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But guys like this, if this guy came in, like, I think he feeds off all the negative publicity. I think this is why he does it.
Mm.
I think this is what gives him all his celebrity. And if he just arrived and went to his little group of a small bunch of bigoted people who were bigoted before he got here, he's not changing anybody's mind about anything.
No, people who don't like him and don't agree with him will continue to not like him and not agree with him. And people who do agree with him will continue to gather in dark places and continue to spread nastiness. But you're not going to change a damn thing.
Right. So it's almost pointless ruining your day over other people's shit. And I guess where it becomes constitutional, where it comes, like, if there was a chance that this guy could influence our constitution or influence, but he's actually just a hater coming out here to hate.
And as that paragon of 21st century virtues, Taylor Swift says, the haters gonna hate.
Exactly. And so we should try and be less upset.
Modern philosopher, Taylor Swift.
She is a true, true genius. Anyway, that's it for me.
Thank you, Rich.
Cool, guys. Thanks for coming in. Have a fantastic week.
I appreciate you coming in, even though you only landed at midnight last night, and you look like you've been attacked by crows.
Yeah, I feel like I've been attacked by crows. Shame. Thanks, guys. Take it easy. Cheers.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye. There we go. Rich Mulholland, everybody, with the, what do we call this again?
Reality check.
Reality check. The Reality Check with Rich Mulholland. You can get the podcast if you missed any of that later on. All right, it is just about 8 o'clock. When we come back, we'll talk about this pastor because I got a clip of him and you could decide for yourself what you think of the guy. Since nobody has really heard him except those who complain that he's so evil, let's see what he has to say, right? Let's hear the guy talking about the stuff that has got him into trouble, and we'll see if you agree that we should be paying any attention to this dude, or whether we should just ignore him like Rich says we should. 8 o'clock, touchcentral.fm. Here's ASAP Rocky with Fashion Killer. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday. Don't let that get you down.
CliffCentral.com.